This first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Where's my music? There it is. There it is right there.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. Christina's in Boston, she's from California. Tim's in California, he's from out New Mexico way. And I'm in Tucson, I drove down from Seattle. When the gig is over, I'll be off to Santa Fe. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn, may the sunlight of your day. Good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. Motel 6, Super 8, rest stops on the interstate. A futon at Linnaeus, camping on the coast. Racking up those miles alone, keep in touch by telephone. It's not an easy life, but it's the one we love the most. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. Another highway, a new direction. Another place to sing at the end of the broken line. Another entrance, another exit. And endless memories of the places left behind. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, find your comfort in friends along the way.
The Good Road theme, Heidi Muller's Good Road theme, which she did not write to be a theme for Inland Folk. That would have been really cool if we could have commissioned her to do that, but we didn't. But she did write that in 1989, released it on her album Matters of the Heart in September of 1989, and I just thought that was such cool. My whole idea, and remember, Inland Folk itself was only 6 or 7 years old, but my whole thing was to try and have a Northwest singer as part of the theme of Inland Folk. Before that, it had been Fred Holstein's version of Utah Phillips's The Telling Takes Me Home, back when Utah lived in the Spokane area. And then Utah moved to Nevada City, so there was no Northwest connection at all. I needed that, so we took out The Telling Takes Me Home, went to the Good Road theme. And there was a while there when Heidi moved out of the range of our show, and we tried to shift the Good Road theme to something else, and everybody went nuts and couldn't do it. And then we didn't have it right after Utah died for 1 year. We used The Telling Takes Me Home again as kind of a testimonial to Utah. And we did not use the Good Road theme for a year. And that was in 2008. And now it's all back. Written about touring and written about her lifestyle at that time. It's a little less that way now. But she was one of the more independent characters who went out in her little Subaru and roamed around the country. No agent, no anything. Met friends and did kind of the dream that we all sort of have. And turned that sort of romantic dream, and it is, there is a little bit of romance to it, and she turned it into a reality and balanced all that out. And I have to tell you one more story before we get into the show itself. So there was a Bill Staines concert in Enterprise this last fall, and I had the privilege of opening for that. Janice Carper was there, and Heidi, and a bunch of folks from Enterprise. Wonderful show. And I actually started out doing the Good Road theme. And this is an interesting concept, the idea that you perform something so much that you just get so used to it, it becomes ingrained in your system and you don't think. And Heidi was actually there in the audience, and she was thinking, as I was singing, she's thinking, this is really a good song. And it turned out, it took her a while to get that it was actually her song. I had changed the arrangement, kind of rocked out on it a little bit. It's more of a reggae style. And she actually, for a second, and she'll testify to this, just didn't really quite recognize it as her song and thought, this is a great song. Then it turned out it was her song. So there you go. Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk. Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. We're going to make this an evergreen show, so we're not going to talk about dates, okay, because so that we can rerun this down the road. All righty. Good stuff coming up, though. The Seldom Seen. This is from an album called Long Time Seldom Seen, and it's an album of, it's on Smithsonian Folkways, and it's an album of requested songs. This is the current lineup of the Seldom Seen. This is Dudley Connell and Fred Travers and Lou Reed and Ronnie Simpkins, and this is the longest running lineup of the Seldom Seen. And then, of course, when it was first founded, Ben Eldridge, whose son, oh, Chris Eldridge is on this album too, whose son is also a Punch Brothers founder. And this album features old Seldom Seen guests. Don Starling is on here, Tom Gray, and Ben Eldridge are on here. Mike Aldridge, of course, is a long time gone, and so is John Duffy. It's a good testimony to the Seldom Seen, and it's just flat out bluegrass, even though they were one of the bands that crossed over, you know, went the same route that the Country Gentlemen went. They crossed over from bluegrass to pop and did some pretty cool stuff. The Seldom Seen. This is pretty good. This is the newest version of Big Train in Memphis. And Lou Reed on mandolin and some good vocals here. The Seldom Seen. This is good stuff. After that, Bela Fleck. And we'll see where he goes. Okay. All righty. Here we go. The Seldom Seen.
Sounds in my head, and the dream was a song. Big train from Memphis, big train from Memphis. Now it's gone, 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 gone. We'll be right back.
that I like to kiss. Listen, folks, and hear me. She's not my only love. I have another love, and she'll just have to share me. But she's 5 foot tall, work boots and all. She already knows. She has a competition in a composition called a polka or an old banjo.
Polka on the banjo, make that five string hot. Polka on the banjo, give it all you've got. Polka on the banjo, watch them fingers go. Songs, I guess, the one that I love best is a polka on an old banjo.
By the hand, and I begin to swing her. She knows I never miss a chance to steal a kiss or dance the polka with her. But I don't speak a word once I've heard one thing I love so. She's caught in the middle, playing second fiddle to a polka on an old banjo.
Nice boys.
That's got 'em.
Maybe we should do that last one again, boys.
train coming round a bend, carrying the one that I love. Her beautiful body is still here on earth, but her soul has been called up above. The purest of gold. Her eyes were as blue as the sea. Her lips were the color of summer's red rose, and she promised she would always love me. Shadows will cover her face as the last sun goes down. She's laid beneath the ground, and the teardrops are falling in like rain. Body and soul, body and soul.
Indeed, indeed. Emmy Lou sounded a little bit quavery there on the high notes. She, of course, she worked with a seldom seen many, many times. They're from D.C. And Emmy Lou hung out around D.C. for so many years, maybe still does. And that's where she and the seldom seen connected. All those folks, Tony Rice, Alison Krauss, and all those people got connected up there in the Washington, D.C. area. That's also where she had an acquaintanceship with Bill Danoff, and she and Bill Danoff eventually wrote from Boulder to Birmingham about taking Graham Parsons' ashes out and spreading them out all over the, all from the airplane, stealing the ashes from the hospital. That's the story. That's the legend. When Graham Parsons died, they ripped off his ashes and took them up in a big airplane and spread them out all over the world. Yep, that's the story. And Emmy Lou and Bill Danoff and Seldom Seen and all those folks were connected in the 70s and 80s. Rodney Crowell was part of that, and all kinds of folks. Good stuff. The Seldom Seen. Bela Fleck and John Hartford doing some wonderful banjo work. The banjo polka and the clarinet polka from this album, Tales of the Acoustic Planet, Volume 2, the Bluegrass album. It's got some good stuff. I'd forgotten actually how good this album really is. It's got some amazing, and they have such a good time. There's a lot of kind of an undercurrent of dialogue and just people just talking and having good party times. That must have been one of the last recordings John Hartford made before he died. Here's something really, really interesting. I like this, and I like this band. Now, I know Greg Cahill. I've known him for many, many, many years. Don't spend a lot of time with him, but there's a band called Special Consensus. And I'm trying to remember where they were from. I think they were from the Midwest originally, but they've had all kinds of different personnel. I think Greg's about the only original member left. But they played that Sandpoint Festival in the late 80s when I used to MC that festival. Special Consensus played it 3 years in a row, something like that. Wonderful people. Old Greg Cahill. And he got together with Alison Brown there on Compass Records, and they brought in people like Claire Lynch and Rhonda Vincent and Dale Lynn Bradley and all kinds of neat people, and created this tribute to John Denver. It's a bluegrass tribute to John Denver, and it's pretty good. It's better than a lot of the other tributes to John Denver. And the bulk of the vocals are done by Special Consensus or some guest folks. And, Jim Lauderdale's on here, and Rhonda Vincent, as I said. But here's the coolest part of the album. This is an instrumental version of Thank God I'm a Country Boy. Now, of course, we all, there were John Denver freaks. And you hear it at baseball games even. Life on a farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. And life ain't nothing but a funny riddle. I got me a fine wife. I got me old fiddle. John Summers from Colorado wrote the song itself. And he was one of John Denver's band members when Denver had a good band before they went to all the studio musicians. Anyway, this is a wonderful instrumental version and a good energy in everything of Thank God I'm a Country Boy with Special Consensus and guests all over the place. Duo banjo in here and everything. It's fun stuff. Check this out.
that was really something. Really something. Thank God I'm a country boy. From the album, a tribute to, yet another tribute to John Denver. This is a bluegrass tribute to John Denver. And it's pretty neat. We'll play more from it. And we have to take a little bit of a break somewhere along the line. Yes, we do. In just a few minutes. And so that's what that's all about. And we'll get to that break in a second. I need to let you know that Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And I'm your host, Dan Marr. And we're going to be right back with lots more music. Who knows where we're going with this show? I don't know where we're going with this show. But we're going someplace. And that's kind of what it's all about. All righty? Email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. My audience can be anywhere. They can be in their garages doing work on the car. They could be vacuuming. I got an email one time from a woman who was cutting her porch off with a big chainsaw while she was listening to my show, and it just brought all kinds of cool images. Think of that. You know, you could cut your porch off while listening to bluegrass, or you could, you know, you could paint your bathroom to an Irish jig or something. It's kind of cool. Yeah. All right, we're taking the break. We're going to be right back. You just hold your horses, because we are coming back for lots more music. Okay, hang on, because we are coming back.
Partly cloudy today and tonight, with high temperatures today 69 in Moscow, 77 in Clarkston. Tonight's lows in the mid to upper 40s. Skies will become mostly cloudy tomorrow, with high temperatures in the 70s to lower 80s. And Memorial Day should be mostly cloudy, with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms.
Perhaps you feel every day is too busy. Meetings, deadlines, information overload. Sometimes you just need to regain your balance and composure. You'll find respite in Northwest Public Radio, a sanctuary of timeless classical music to clear your mind and soothe the spirit, every weekday from 9 to 4, or at nwpr.org.
Cold train is haunted away. you feeling and asking? Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauling away. When I die, let my ashes flow down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven, paradise waiting, 5 miles away from wherever I am.
Oh, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late and asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauling away.
Fire in his heart, give him the light in his eyes. had to ride on my motorcycle.
but the flesh must be given its due. Like a pony carries its master back home, like an old friend who's tried and been through. My spirit will never be broken or caught, for the soul is a free flying thing, like an eagle that needs neither comfort nor thought to rise up on glorious wings. I had a vision of eagles and horses high on a ridge in a race with the wind, going higher and higher, faster and faster, on eagles and horses flying again.
That is a really good version of that song. That's better than any one of John Denver's versions, and his were good. Eagles and Horses. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes you hear something, and I'm kind of in this. When I'm in the studio by myself, I really get lost in it. I'm in the studio with someone else doing playlists and things, and it's still, you know, I just sort of zone out. When you hear a really, really good song, when you hear a song that just does it just right. This is a wonderful, wonderful album. The Bluegrass Tribute to John Denver on Compass Records, produced by Allison Brown and folks like Claire Lynch, who did that great vocal in The Wild Montana Skies. Again, another song that Special Consensus put together and really did a nice job of turning it into a really, really good version of a really, really good song. And the whole album's kind of like that. There's a version of this old guitar. The Rocky Mountain High is a little dicey on this album. Not that great. The vocals just aren't that good. Peter Rowan on those vocals. And but there's a wonderful version of Back Home Again. Pretty good version of Take Me Home Country Roads with John Cowan and Jason Carter on the vocals. And it's a good album. And if you're into bluegrass, but you're not into John Denver, pick it up. Because there's good bluegrass all through this album. Special Consensus has been around for many, many, many years. And they know what they're doing. Right in there somewhere, we had Arlo Guthrie doing the motorcycle song just because I needed a song to augment what I was doing. And we did that. This is from the album, The Alice's Restaurant Massacre Revisited. We're going to hear that whole thing at the beginning of the second hour because it is a really cool testimony to Alice's Restaurant and also what was going on with the record companies at the time. But for now, how about just a little bit of Jim Croce? You know, last fall, 2013, actually, I believe, I need to get my facts together. I believe 2013 was the 40th anniversary of Jim Croce's death. And a lot of stuff kind of came out. But, you know, this song still holds up. It's a really, really good song. The title cut from the album that was released right before he died. In fact, the album wasn't released till after he died, but the single was. Here's the song.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like a singing bird in the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here.
Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like a welcome well and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there
Pass me by. Seems like such a long time ago, I was walking on a lonely road, getting tired of dreaming alone, like all the lonely people I had known. Seems like such a long time ago, there was no one who would share my song. I was just a boy far from home, but I became a man when you came along. We spent the whole night talking. You said you'd like to see the sunrise, gold of morning was nothing that I had not seen in your eyes. I was so afraid to touch you, thought you were too young to know, so I just watched you sleeping. Then you woke and said to me, the night is cold, it frightens me, I could sleep so easy next to you. Wasn't very long ago, you said that you would like to share my road. Then you started singing my song. You said so many nights are waiting, let's not spend a moment wasting time, cause we have very far to go. I will go if you will take me, I have never had a lover, I am young but I am so alone. Spent the whole night talking. But in the gold of morning,
in so many places I can't remember where or when, and my only boss was the clock on the wall and my only friend. Never really was a friend at all. I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my ideals in that long tunnel of time. I've turned it inside out and around about and back, and then found myself right back where I started again. Once I had myself a million, now I've only got a dime. Difference don't seem quite as bad today. With a nickel or a million, I was searching all the time, something that I'd never lost or left behind. Well, I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my ideals in that long tunnel of time. And I've turned inside out and around about and back, and then found myself right back where I started again.
second circle and I'm heading for the top. I learned a lot of things along the way. I'll be careful while I'm climbing, cause it hurts a lot to drop. When you're down, nobody gives a damn anyway. But I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less. Lost my ideas in that long tunnel of time. I've turned inside out and around about and back and then found myself right back where I started again.
Send that song out to Gene Carbo, who is the director of the Tumbleweed Festival this next year. This next session is second time around on it. And he requested that. There was a Jim Croce workshop at the Tumbleweed Festival last summer, last Labor Day. And he requested that. He did. And so we did it. Age is the name of that song. There's actually another recording, a rougher recording of Jim and Ingrid Croce doing that from an album called Spin, Spin, Spin that came out much earlier before Jim Croce was a star. He never achieved full stardom. And of course, the thing about people dying tragically in plane crashes and that kind of thing, then they become legends because of the fact that they died early. Buddy Holly is like that. You know, Buddy Holly hadn't really been around that long. Richie Valens, guys like that. And then they die in these plane crashes, and that elevates their status. They sort of become musical martyrs. And they're good anyway. That's pretty interesting. All righty. Well, we're going to be back for the second hour of the show. We have to take a little bit of a break. We're done with the first hour. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're coming back with the Alice's Restaurant Massacre Revisited. Yes, indeed. Okay? So we're going to be right back. You just hold your horses because we're coming back with lots, lots, lots more music. Hang on, hang on, hang on now.
In the late 60s, some radical Italian composers incorporated natural sounds into their music. One went on to write the music for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
I used a coyote howl. That is the theme.
I'm Arun Roth, another side of Ennio Morricone, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Be sure to join us for All Things Considered this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Just before a live broadcast of a Prairie Home Companion coming to you today from Wolf Trap, here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.